Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Who's? My name is Matt Lee. I'm here with my friend
Brett Denny. Hey, how are you, Matt?
Good, good. We have the troublemakers of the band,
you
right?
You know it.
Is that what you call it? Tim and Steve.
And this week we're coming back with some vengeance.
We're going to add a little class to this show.
I do declare, Mr. Beauregard.
This week,
The bar's not real high.
That's our mission. That bring a little class to this.
Every time we say you guys' name, we get a multiple of cheers and boos.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of
crazy. Is that post production?
No,
really?
No, that's live. Yeah.
Oh, that's live. Okay.
Yeah, when me and Matt do it, we have a crowd. But when you guys are here,
what's that sign up? It says applaud.
How you doing this week, Tim?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Good. Doing Steve, good. You doing well?
Surviving. Yeah, things are getting a little better around here.
Yeah. Yep. We have something very special coming up Friday, May 15th. This will be 2 days after it drops on Unique Beats Radio. We're doing a benefit for Columbus Regional Hospital Employee Relief Fund. So we're going to get to do another live Facebook thing. That starts at 7 o'clock on Friday. Are you excited about playing again?
Well, I just now found out about it.
Oh, no.
Yes, right now you guys can sign me up to beat on a trash can.
Who is kicking my can?
I'll be ready to go, although the fact that it's for a great cause makes it all that better.
Right.
Yes, very excited about playing again and helping the people out that's on the front lines of this virus. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't keep that in mind, is that, you know, people doing the healthcare, they're right there on the front lines of everything. So we're excited about giving that back to CRH Employee Relief Fund.
Right, yep.
Go ahead, Brett. Let's get this thing growing.
Growing?
Let's get it growing.
Growing.
I don't want to do no more growing.
Oh, man. So now, coming in at number 10, this is a new artist on our top 10, Dusty Lee with 99 Halo. Great song there, Dusty Lee. Thank you for sending that in. Number 10 on our top 10. Tim Dooley, got anything to say about this song?
It's a very beautiful ballad. I thought it was well done and very well produced.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Steve, anything to add?
Yeah, I like the story it tells in it. Guessing that it's about, you know, a lost loved one, obviously, and dealing with that. So it's something that we all can relate with. Especially with what's going on now, so it's aptly out there. I'm glad it's on the top 10.
Yeah. Just like we always try to say, send in your music to us. You never know if you'll make the top 10 or not. So we thank you, Dusty, for sending that in. We're now just going to move on to number 9, Mike Casto featuring Georgette Jones with Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago. On a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at
smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do. Golden ring with one tiny little star waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
And that was number 9, Mike Casto featuring Georgette Jones with Golden Ring. Tell me what you think there, Steve.
The song takes you kind of to an era like in the 50s, 60s type, you know, June and Carter Cash type,
yep,
type song. I mean, there's a lot of songs that were like that, but just the kind of I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, and just kind of took me back to that era. But it's just nice to have somebody with some star power on here, so
yeah,
it's an honor.
Yeah. What do you think, Tim?
Well, it's classic country storytelling, and that's what's great about country music. It tells a story, it puts a picture in your mind, and you can kind of see it as it's being sang. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And now, switching from one type of country music to another type of country music, number 8, Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields.
Running through the woods, a wounded rebel, dodging a Yankee shell. Here on this frozen battlefield, the ghosts, they know me well. Stonewall told me, son, you gotta fight to win. If we don't give them all we've got, this war will never end. When our foes are forced to yield, oh, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
Lucas Chiliberti with Springfields. What do you got there, Tim?
Well, I love the song. It's,
look at
it's,
the smile on his face.
Well, it's yeah, a yeah, great song. I love stuff about the Civil War anyway. I love movies and shows about the history of...
Weren't you alive? But that...
Oh.
No?
If I would have been, I'd have been shooting at you. But sorry, did I say that out loud? No, just a
love
great...
You,
yeah. Just a great song. A great storytelling. I just love everything about this song.
Yeah. This is the second time he's been on our top 10. What do you got to say, Steve?
I love this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like we talked before we started recording, second song on the countdown, I'm going to tell you, this is destined for number one. Just for the fact that I want to watch a movie about these songs. Okay. I mean, the first one was amazing. This one, same thing, just paints this beautiful picture in your mind. You just want to go there and go, man, I'd like to see this in a movie or, you know, I don't know if he's got videos on YouTube, but if he based them on the song lyric for lyric, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we thank you for sending that music in, Lucas. For all of you listening out there, if you want to send in your music, please send it in to nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. We'll take a listen to that music. We'll see how it sounds, if it makes our top 10. So please send in that music. Just like Mr. John Hunt did. He came in at number 7 this week with Calling My Name.
I've been stirring around here for 35 years, and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane, and I've been brought to tears by a child. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down. 'Cause the train pulling out, the sun rolling in, and the lines on my face show my sin. And the devil knows just where I sign. The devil knows just where I sign.
that was number 7, John Hunt, with Calling My Name. Steve, what's your thoughts on that one?
Just like Lucas, I mean, these guys both have their own sound, and I love both the songs that he's brought to us as well. So, you know, keep sending them.
Yep.
And they're doing great on the countdown, and people are loving them and commenting on them, so keep them coming.
Yeah. Tim?
Good job, John. I love this song. I love the guitar groove on it. Love the steel guitar solo. It's really nice.
All right. We'd like to say thank you to our Patreons. We have Nadina and Jerry Perdue.
Hey, those are some good people. And I want to comment on something that was said last week.
What was said?
There was a rumor going around that my uncle was a very lovely man.
No rumor. Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
Okay, well, that one we'll check.
Okay.
And then there was a...
Then that was it, right?
Then there was a... I don't know about the drummer being cute. Even I'm on the fence on that one. But keep in mind, this is the same woman who says Matt is a good bass player. So...
I see what you're saying.
So, yeah.
I can tell you she's lying about me being a bass player, so...
Oh, my goodness.
No, we're just kidding. We love you guys.
John Barr.
Hey!
John Barr.
My bearded brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Appreciate John Barr. We also appreciate Scott Poole.
Hey, Scott.
Crystal Lee is his daughter, and we'll be having a interview with her here in just a little bit.
Awesome.
Our honorable mention.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll be able to listen to her talk to us here in just a little bit. We have this week one of the most controversial top tens we're going to go through this week.
Last time this happened, I'm just saying.
Most controversial. Yeah, keep that in mind.
Spell that for me.
Controversial.
Good enough.
We also want to say thanks to Unique Beats Radio for putting Who's Who on their radio station, guys.
Thank you.
I think they're getting a lot of listeners through that avenue also, so we appreciate that.
Yes, remember you can listen to the podcast wherever you listen to right now, or you can listen to Unique Beats very first thing on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Or you can hear it, the replay of it, on iHeartRadio.
Spotify.
Simplecast,
yep.
Apple iPod.
Yes.
Sure.
Anywhere,
that's where I listen to it at.
All right.
Yeah, anywhere you get your podcast, you can find it there.
Well, I appreciate that Steve is listening to the podcast when he's not part of it. I thought maybe we could get away with some of those jokes, but I guess
no,
we're not allowed.
I hear them all.
Now he knows they're going to be on purpose.
Well, then let me give you these now.
We'll censor that. And moving on now to number 6, Miss Esther Von Comer with Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand, playing in the sun with the sand, no worries on your mind. You're laughing at the sky. Little boy, with your sensitive mind, you were born as an innocent child. You faced the world alone, the struggle on your own. And now you're free as the wind.
And that's our friend Esther coming in at number 6 with a Little Boy. Tim, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said last time, it's just a beautiful song. Esther, you got a beautiful voice. We just love your music. definitely hear the Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt influence in your voice, and that's good company. So you're great. Yeah. Thank you for sending that in.
Anything to add there, Steve?
Not much you can add to what we said a couple weeks ago. I think we were on when it debuted, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But beautiful ballad song. Can touch a lot of souls with that song, and that's what it's all about. So keep going, girl. Hopefully we meet up with you again this year at the award show. So
yeah, yeah.
Look forward to seeing her again.
Yeah, thanks for sending that in, Esther. And again, the people listening cannot see this, but Matt's up to something over there.
Yeah. All right, so I've got a special top 10 for you guys, and I'm interested in seeing and hearing what you guys have to say about it.
All right. This could be a train wreck.
And this is controversial.
This is controversial. This is the top 10 most controversial people.
Oh, boy.
So you guys need to be nice.
Do we?
So how do they decide who and what's controversial?
Okay, so this is how they're doing it. This is on Forbes magazine.
Okay.
And the Wikipedia.
Do you read that for the articles?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's like Playboy.
Wikipedia was made January 2001.
Okay.
So between January 2001 and September 2016, they went with how many edits a page or a person has.
Okay.
So this is how they come up with the top 10. They actually have a top 30 list on Forbes. But we're just going to do the top 10 most controversial people that have been edited. So, and anybody can edit that, right?
Anybody. I could edit it. Edited it. But then if somebody sees that my edit is false, or they will then re-edit.
Edited it.
Correct. And it's funny, you know, you hear somebody has passed away. If you go to their Wikipedia page, somebody has already updated it most of the time. It's pretty funny. All right.
Yeah.
Hit us with it, man.
All right. Are you ready?
We are ready for controversy.
All right. And this list here, I thought would be fun with you guys because there's in this top 10 alone, there is musicians, there's wrestlers, and there's political leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I've never known any musician to be controversial.
No.
Well, I'm glad you said that because number 10 kicks it off.
Okay.
Number 10 is Beyonce.
All right.
Hmm.
Yeah, Beyonce. Steve, you like Beyonce?
I actually liked it better when she was with Destiny's Child.
Really?
Yeah. When she went on her own, I thought it went a little too pop music-y, I guess. I don't know. She sounded better when she had her. She had the other two girls with her, so.
She had been edited 19,491 times.
Gosh.
Wow. Yes.
So that's Beyonce. Number 9 was the wrestler Kane.
Kane.
Do you remember
Kane? I remember Kane.
Did
he
have a leather mask on?
He did.
Okay. He's like the brother for The Undertaker, right?
He was the brother of The Undertaker.
I just watched those movies he was in. What was that called?
See No Evil.
Yeah. I just watched him in those movies. He's scary.
He had over 20,000. 20,326. That's a lot.
What
for
could
a,
you edit
yeah.
on Kane?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have to look through some of these, I guess.
Number 8, Roger Federer.
Oh, a tennis player.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Swiss guy.
Hmm?
He's Swiss.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
With a name like Federer.
Yeah. Number 7 is Kane's brother, The Undertaker.
Wait a minute.
I thought that was kind of neat. Mm. Maybe they edited their brotherhood together or right. something. But The Undertaker had 22,149 edits.
Okay. Remember Paul Bearer?
No, Paul Bearer.
Oh, you remember him, though?
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
He was a little pale.
He was a bit pale.
He did not see the sun much. No.
Number 6, me growing up, I thought, actually, it may have been after I was growing up, Steve. Beautiful lady, Britney Spears.
She's pretty controversial. Shaving heads.
Didn't she slip off the rails there for a while?
Yeah, I think a few times, but oops, right. She did it again.
Oh.
23,803 edits for her.
All right.
Number five, this would probably be one of my top five controversial people for sure. Adolf Hitler. Any good things to say about him?
No.
He knew how to grow a mustache.
And that's just it. He ruined that mustache. Nobody can grow one like that.
Charlie Chaplin had one, didn't he?
Yeah, but he shaved it off right after that.
Yeah, don't blame him on that one.
Number four is Barack Obama.
Barry?
24,725 edits on Barack Obama. Number three, Jesus.
Here, 8 pound, 6 ounce, newborn infant Jesus. Don't even know a word yet.
Yes, Jesus.
What? He was controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. The edit is 28,099.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the truth is in red and white.
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure.
But there is some atheists out there.
Are you sure it wasn't Jesus?
No, it's
Jesus. Okay.
Is that your pool guy?
Wow.
Jesus was from that movie, The Big Lebowski, the dude.
Oh, the dude, the dude.
Yeah, Jesus, that was the good bowler, right?
Jesus. Nobody's watched that movie? Come on now. Well, I don't. I can see Brett not watching it because he still ain't listening to George Strait.
No,
so.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Number two.
That's wrong.
That's un-American.
Michael Jackson.
Wow, who's number two?
Number two, Michael Jackson.
How many edits?
He was more controversial than Jesus, Michael Jackson. Wow. 28,160.
All right.
So all of them are in the 20,000 range. The only one in the top 10 that was not was Beyonce at number 10.
Okay.
Number one by a long shot.
Okay. I'm going to guess a musician. That's my guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess a politician.
Politician?
That's what I was going to say was politician.
Okay. You're going to think politician also. Mm-hmm. Any guess?
I'm going to say our great president, Donald Trump, but...
Same here.
This was 2016 when this was...
Oh, well...
He might be now.
Maybe it's Hillary.
Oh.
I'm going to say Madonna.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Madonna, Prince. He did change his name 55 times,
well, that's true, but... All right.
Later.
All right. Number one with... Remember, the rest of them were around 20,000.
Right.
This one had 45,000... Okay. 866. So he blew everybody away on controversy. And to me, this surprised me, was number one was George W. Bush.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Georgie.
Did you see that coming?
I didn't see it. No, sir.
No, I thought that was a fun list. A lot of them...
That's George. That's Junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
W.
And he had a lot of things during his presidency.
Yeah, that's true.
He had 9/11.
Yeah.
That was from 2001 to 20. Yeah, probably makes sense because that was from 2001 to 2015. So.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got the war in Iraq started there, and then we also had the flooding down in New Orleans, right?
Yeah,
sure.
2006.
Yep. Yeah, so he had a lot of things go on.
Did he own the baseball team too, or was that his dad, the Texas Rangers?
Probably his dad. I don't,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know for a fact.
I know he owns Bush Beans.
Oh.
Bush. No.
No, the Bush comes from the can. Bush.
Oh, Bush beer.
Ooh, John Barr's.
John Barr.
Just got a little salivating right there.
Hope everybody enjoyed that top 10. We'll have another one next week.
And this top 10 was not sponsored by Bush Beer, but it could be.
Yeah.
Thanks for looking that up, Matt. And we are now going to continue on with the Who's Who top 10 with number 5, the Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Fireflies show themselves on a summer night. As the whippoorwill and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive.
calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our minds? Why do we live online? Chained to every bone with our heads bowed low. God, please help us see the beauty amongst the trees.
And that was number 5, the Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees. Steve, you got anything to say, sir?
Oh, it's a great song. Hopefully they send us some more. And I'd like to say that, I don't know if you guys have said it before, but if you guys want to support any of these other bands that are on our top 10 countdown, we do supply the links in the Who's Who Facebook page. Give them a like. Throw them a bone. You know, comment on some of their music. You know, this is not about us. This is about independent country artists out there. So give them a like.
That's right. I mean, that's one reason we're doing this is to just help some of these independent artists out, you know, just like we've been helped out in the past. So, you know, go like their page, just like Steve said, listen to some more of their music. And now, guys, we're going to step out of the nest here. We're going to piggyback on Matt's top 10 list of controversy.
Dun, dun, dun. Is this Wikipedia?
No. Just going to ask you a question. So you're 40 years old, right?
41.
You're 39, Tim?
Yes.
39.
No, that's when he was born.
hey.
Sorry, I love you, Tim.
Yes.
So in your years of living, and I will ask Steve first, what would you rate to be the number one most controversial event that you know of?
Oh my, there's a lot, but I'll keep it family friendly and whatnot. I just want to go back to 1975.
Okay.
During the I believe it was the CMA Awards. I don't know if it was controversial, but it was just pretty awesome. John Denver was set to accept the award for newcomer of the year, I believe, and Charlie Rich set his award envelope on fire.
The winner, my friend, Mr. John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And in protest. So he said it was all in fun and game, but
that was more fun and game.
If you were a John Denver fan, then you were a John Denver fan. If you weren't, then you weren't.
Right.
So there is no in between. So I thought that was I would hate for somebody to do that to us.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we'll keep it at that. Keep it country music and
okay,
and keep it in that.
All right.
Genre.
Sure.
Genre.
Hey.
I love it.
I don't like saying it that way. But.
I know. Tim.
Yes.
What would be your number one controversial event?
Well, not number one, but okay, just to keep it music, about music, probably when Prince changed his name to The Symbol.
Yeah.
That was pretty controversial. And he actually wrote a song called Controversy.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, he
Brett
was...
knows it heart by heart. Sure word does. For word, heart by heart.
But, you know, he was at odds with Warner Brothers. And right. So to protest, he changed his name to The Symbol.
Yep.
And then he also would show up at appearances with Slave written on the side of his face.
Correct.
And then he was going around as the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty ballsy for... Can I say ballsy?
You just did it twice, so.
Okay, well, that was pretty cool.
If not, the FCC will beat that out.
Yeah.
But I admired him for standing his ground on
yeah,
that. That
yeah.
was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, at the time back then, I was going, what's all this about? You know, I just want to listen to some music. But, you know, once you dive into why he was doing it, you know, kudos to him. Ballsy.
So, talking controversial music stuff, one of the big controversies way back when the Beatles were around, about Paul McCartney. You know about that one, Tim?
Oh, well, about his death. Supposedly, yeah. There's a fake Paul McCartney around there now.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That's a whole...
I'll tell you what, though. They found a guy that, if that's true, they found a guy that looks like him, sounds like him, and he got knighted. So, I mean,
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's a podcast out there that talks about in depth and talks about the records, and in each record there's something hidden that, mm-hmm. that's supposed to give you an idea that Paul McCartney is actually not the real Paul McCartney. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
You know, staying with the Beatles, and not hate to jump in here, but that I thought it was pretty awesome that Paul McCartney, I believe it was Paul McCartney that we're still talking about here, he told Michael Jackson, man, invest some of your money. So, you know, find something to invest money. So he bought copyrights to Beatles songs, and I think that was the route that he expected.
What? You son of a...
But, you know, that would be some nice copyrights to have.
Hey, oh, yeah.
He told him to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, just as a friend.
Paul did get the rights back.
Did he get them back?
Yeah, it cost him.
But he's got the jack,
big,
so it ain't
big
like...
Big money.
It ain't like
for his own songs. Brilliant.
Oh, my
Brilliant.
Goodness.
What are our copyrights going for
crazy,
nowadays? Anybody know?
What a crazy business.
It is.
Well, thanks, guys, for your input on that. And we'll continue on with our countdown. Number 4, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox.
I was down in Indiana with an old friend of mine. We stopped at the bar to have a drink and pass the time. When I walked up to the jukebox to play a country song, there was no Jones on the jukebox. There ain't no Jones. Song and tore it right in two. There ain't no Jones on the jukebox tonight.
And that was number 4, Wyatt Massengill with No Jones on the Jukebox. Steve, what do you got to say about
There's
that?
There's no Jones on the jukebox.
Oh, my goodness.
And if there's not any Jones on the jukebox,
just leave.
Just leave or throw the jukebox out the window.
Wow.
Yeah.
We even got a Jones on our jukebox right now on the top 10.
That's right.
Yeah,
we
see.
We do. That's we do. Right. Yeah. That was some great singing, Steve and
I
Tim.
Know. I know. We should branch out.
We should.
Maybe.
Call it the Day Owls.
It's all good.
Early birds.
Early birds.
Maybe
early birds are gone.
Well, we thank you for sending that music in there, Wyatt.
And hopefully, we get to collaborate with him. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't tune in last time, Matt's trying to put some stuff together. Yeah. That'd be a hell of a show.
Yeah. He's a Hoosier, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Awesome.
Yep. It'd be cool to get something together toward the end of the year. That'd be awesome.
Yep. If we ever get to play again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, now, yeah. We're going to do it.
Yeah, speaking of that, this week, this was a bad week for us. We had to reschedule 7 shows, right? 6 or 7. So, yeah, this was
not
a good week.
Don't need our beach body anymore now?
No, we won't be going to Myrtle Beach first. Our first show will be June 13th at Edinburgh Pixie Theater.
Right.
So we still got a little ways to get our... We don't need our beach bodies anymore.
No, we theater bodies. Thank God it's dark in that place.
And now coming in at number 3, Adam Whitehead with Outlaw.
Girl, you're spinning that drink like you know your way around bourbon. Yeah, you're making it dangerous to stand in this room without burning. Gotta watch out when you walk in, coming in hot, find an exit. Girl, you're at the top of every A-list, every guy's most wanted. You should be outlaw, put up on a poster, let everybody know that you're killing this night. Just like a criminal, you're taking this over, make everybody hold up, watching you move. You shoot, I fall, one shot, I'm gone. You should be outlaw.
And that was number three, Adam Whitehead with Outlawed. Tim, what do you got to add to this?
Hey, I just want to shout out to Adam. Thanks for sending the picture of the gal you wrote this song about. She is beautiful, and I can see what inspired the song. And congratulations to your guys' engagement, and look forward to more music coming from you. Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Also want to say our next interview, we're getting ready to hear Crystal Lee's interview here soon. Our next interview, Brett, is going to be with Adam.
All right.
So that's going to be...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Nice. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So maybe he'll talk a little bit more about Shayna and maybe some stories there. We look forward to that.
If you're following his Facebook page, he's actually got a new single that he's kind of hinting at. So mm-hmm. we can get some insight on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go ahead and say what it's called if you want.
Single Mom.
Yeah.
So we've actually got to...
Preview
that. I think you guys are going to like it. So
great song.
So maybe we can get him on here and talk about his inspiration for that. Yeah. I'm sure it's something personal.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Moving on up to number two, Richard Lynch, back in 1953.
I get to play the soul guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born in 1953. I'd like to have been around back then and see what I could see. Maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me. Think I'll carry it on, songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
Oh, man, what a great song. Number two, Mr. Richard Lynch with Back in 1953. Steve, give me a little bit.
Well, its run at number one came to an end, but I was glad that I've got to introduce it as number one. This is a fantastic, classic country song and takes me back to, you know, growing up as a kid. This is the kind of stuff that I was made to listen to, but I'm glad I was.
Sure,
I mean, it was
sure.
good music, you know, and it built the... It built the roadway for my musical career, so keep that kind of music coming. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. Tim, got anything to add?
Just a great classic country song. I mean, I could hear George Strait singing this. You ought to send it to George and see what he thinks. But I love this song. It reminds me a lot of my grandpa, because my grandpa got me into playing music and set me on my musical path.
Uh-huh.
So I can really relate to this song, and we really appreciate you sending it in. Great song.
Yes. Send in some more music, Richard. And now we have a special treat for you. We've talked about it a few times already. We're going to have a little interview with the country sweetheart, Crystal Lee.
All right. We're getting ready to do our honorable mention song. And we had a song that was on the charts for a long time, Brett,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great song. It was written and sung by a girl that was 16.
Correct.
And she turned 17.
That's how it works.
I see.
Right.
And she's with us today.
Hey.
Her name is Crystal Lee, the country sweetheart. Crystal Lee, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, doing good.
And we'll ask you a few questions here. Where are you located at, Crystal Lee?
So I'm in upstate New York. I'm close to Cooperstown. That's kind of where people know. That's where the Baseball Hall of Fame is.
Oh, yes.
I'm coming to visit Crystal Lee. About 30 minutes outside of there. It gets crazy in the summertime, I'll tell you.
Oh, I bet.
Most of my family's from Tennessee, so with you being from New York, I doubt we're related now. So the song that played was Different Days Bring Different Things. Can you tell us a little bit of the background story of that song?
So I got a message one day on Facebook from a friend, Niecy Howard, and she sent me this song, and I was like, I kind of texted her. I was like, what is this? And she said, it's a song that is up for grabs for an artist. They need someone to record it. And I was kind of hesitant because I have never gone outside of my own songs. I've always written my own songs. But I gave it a listen, and it really just kind of went along with my life. It's about senior year and just how things are changing all the time, and you don't really know what to expect, but you just kind of got to keep a positive outlook on it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of told myself, you know what, it's kind of destiny.
Yeah, the way that song is written is just, it's great.
Yeah.
The words of it.
Yeah, it's just so positive. I love how it was written. It was actually written by Kimberly Smoke and Rachel Wentler. Two great people. Love them. But I just kind of see it as fate because it fit right in with my timeline of my life. I'm going to be going into my senior year next year. And especially now with all the different change going on in our world, it is really a song to keep a positive outlook on all the different things changing.
Yeah. I messaged your dad back and forth quite a bit. Scott Poole's his name. He's Patreon.
Yes.
So Scott Poole, appreciate him. But he's was telling me a little bit about how the pandemic has kind of changed things for you. So you've had to cancel or reschedule quite a few shows. How many did you have to reschedule?
I couldn't even tell you at this point, honestly. A lot of things are even just still on standstill because people don't know how long this is going to last. It just kind of keeps getting pushed back further and further. So I've had a lot of things just canceled straight. And then a lot of things just keep getting pushed back, and they don't know if they're going to be able to reschedule the event. And so it's just kind of a lot of what ifs right now.
Yeah, you're right in the heart of New York. That's where it's hitting at the most.
Yeah, thank goodness I'm not in the city. But it's still very scary. It's way too close to home.
And we're in Indiana, so things are starting to open up for us, but it's probably going to be a little bit for New York, isn't it?
Yeah, my school just got canceled for the rest of the school year.
Wow. So your dad said that you have some new music that you've been working on. Or have you been writing some new stuff?
Actually, yeah. I was in the shower. That's always where I get my great ideas.
Okay.
But I was listening to music, as I always am, and all of a sudden this song came on, and it just hit me. I had a melody in my head, and I came down from my shower. I got dressed real quick, came down. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I grabbed my guitar, and I just started writing, and I'm really excited about this new song. It's pretty different from what I've written before, and it's got a different feel to it. It almost feels like it was written on a ukulele, which I do have a song written on my ukulele, but
okay.
I'm in love with it. I'm really excited to get it out there. We got to go through everything with copyright and recording and all that good stuff, but I'm really excited for it.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah, it all takes time, don't it, Brett?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not as young as you are, so every minute counts.
Yeah, you're a senior in high school. We're just seniors because we're so old.
I'll get there someday.
we appreciate you taking the time to do this interview with us. Where can people find you and find your music?
So I have many different platforms. My Facebook is Crystal Lee, the Country Sweetheart. and remember my name's spelled with a K. I always like to throw that out there because people forget. And then my Instagram is crystal.lee_music. And those are my two major platforms. I'm still trying to figure out Twitter, but I'm getting there one step at a time.
All right.
And then I just got my new website up, actually. So that's crystalleemusic.weebly.com.
Okay. Britt's going to ask you an off-topic question real quick, and then we'll have you introduce your song.
All right. So I'm going to ask you the same question I've been asking some people here lately. And I am going to put a little stipulation on you. So you cannot pick one of your songs, Crystal.
Yeah.
So if Miss Crystal Lee had a jukebox, what would be the one song that you would have to have on that jukebox?
If I had to pick one song to be in my jukebox, it would be How Great Thou Art.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Very nice. Look at her. She totally spun it on us, man.
Yeah.
Excellent answer. Yeah, it's a great song. Great song.
All right, we appreciate you. If you don't mind, go ahead and introduce your song.
This is Different Days Bring Different Things by Crystal Lee.
Woke up this morning, it was way too soon to tell. Oh, I seem so nervous to hear that classroom bell. My senior year is right here, what does that mean? I'll just keep believing different days bring different things. It's okay to be different, that makes the world spin round. We all have our own voice, our own heartbeat sound. Just be who you are, sending smiles and crazy dreams. And keep believing different days bring different things.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that interview with the country sweetheart, Crystal Lee. Steve, why don't you say a little something?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great interview. Hopefully it was informative for those out there that are interested in her music. I think it'd be kind of cool. We were talking about doing a collaboration here with Wyatt Massengill. It'd be cool. Maybe, you know, maybe Mr. Scott Poole could pull some strings for maybe an MSG.
Oh, yes.
Concert.
We could have the country sweetheart open up for us.
Even at 50% capacity. You can do that. Yeah.
But no, I mean, that I'd be game with going to New York. I've never been there. I mean, I don't know exactly what part of New York they are exactly in, but as long as he takes us out to eat and we get that apple thing or whatever we talked about back in like week 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know, that would that'd be awesome. But no, seriously, I would love to jam with all these artists. But, you know, maybe Scott could put something together.
Oh, yeah.
Go east here.
So hopefully Scott's listening and he gets that going.
Hint.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
I don't think so, Tim.
Nice, Tim. Nice. Thanks for putting a little exclamation point on that. And now, moving on, we get to talk about ourselves.
Yay, our favorite subject.
Always a short story in it.
No, this is the part of our top 10 podcast where we play one of our own songs. Tim, would you like to introduce it, talk about it, maybe?
Yeah, this song was originally slated for Alabama to do. Great song. It was a lot of fun to record. It's the first time I ever played my harmonica in the studio, so it's got a little harmonica on it that I was happy to do. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy this song, To Have My Baby, written by Mike Morgan.
Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare, and it's heaven to know at the end of the line an angel will be waiting there. Oh, I've had my feel of the rambling life, guess I'm flat running out of steam. Once I pull that hound, I'll be Birmingham bound. My baby will be waiting for me. Pick some rock out in California, pick some country in Tennessee, but I'd rather pick cotton down in old Alabama just to have my baby with me. Well, been a famous picker in a band, but this missing you girl is getting to me. I'm gonna have to change my plans. She's starting to make me worry. I get her voicemail every time I call. As a matter of fact, she don't always call back. Have I kept her waiting too long? Pick some rock out in California, pick some country in Tennessee, but I'd rather pick cotton down in old Alabama just to have my baby with me. If I still had a driver's license, I'd be halfway through Tennessee. She told me stay with that band or put a ring on my hand. Told the boys it's Alabama for me. Pick some rock out in California, pick some country in Tennessee, but I'd rather pick cotton down in old Alabama just to have my baby with me. Pick some rock out in California, pick some country in Tennessee, rather pick cotton down in old Alabama just to have my baby with me. Just to have my baby with me.
And that was To Have My Baby. I'd like to add that the arrangement for this song, when we got this, we weren't exactly for sure how we wanted to play it. I remember we brainstormed for quite a long time. We tried it full band. We tried it acoustic. And then I think Matt and Brett both came up and said, you know, we like it acoustic. It's a really pretty song. And then I brought in the my cajon. And I remember doing the studio. We had to make room at Jay's recording studio in Nashville, Tennessee. And we had to move my drum throne and I think the floor tom just to have enough room to have my cajon in there and get it mic'd up. And I thought it worked out great. We have played it a couple times, I think, full band.
Right.
But I think going back to just the original recording of the acoustic kind of adds an element of beauty to the song.
Right.
So.
And that is also on our award-winning
album. Award-winning album.
From the Josie Music Awards. If you would like to buy any Night Owl Country Band merchandise, you might go to www.nightowlcb.com. You can buy that CD. You can buy your T-shirt. Mm-hmm. You can buy just about anything you'd want at that website.
Can we buy Tim?
No, I'm not for sale.
We should definitely do some fake beard Tim or Tim beard. That'd be awesome. Some people in the crowd with your beard.
Somebody said we should get some stuffed animals made with a beard on it.
I mean, we all look just like him in our video for Made in America with our white beard.
I mean, you couldn't tell who was Tim and who was not Tim.
Next time I get my beard trimmed, we can save the trimmings.
Yes.
And put them in little vials. And
sell them.
Yeah.
Sell them. Yeah.
Kind of like the Jerry Garcia beans or whatever that you can have magic.
I don't know nothing about his beans, and I don't want to know.
Oh, my goodness. This took a turn.
Love you, Tim.
Love you, too, bro.
And now, this is the part of the show where we do a little recap.
Number 10, Dusty Lee with 99 Halo.
99 Halo. Couldn't take you away.
Number 9, Golden Ring with Mike Casto and Georgette Jones.
Golden Ring with one tiny little star waiting back.
Number 8, Lucas Chalaberte with Springfield.
Oh, that's when I'll go home to the Springfields.
Number 7, Calling My Name, John Hunt.
Hell, I walk for the mile in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down.
Number 6, Esther Von Comer, Little Boy.
Little boy with a rock in your hand.
Number 5, Beauty Amongst the Trees, Flat River Band.
The Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Number four, Wyatt Massengill with There's No Jones on the Jukebox.
There ain't no Jones on the jukebox.
Adam Whitehead with Outlawed, number three.
You should be outlawed. Put up on a post.
Number two, beautiful song. Back in 1953, Richard. Lynch.
I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
And number one, Fourth and Main with Drink to the Songs.
Drink to the song.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn when we drank to the songs we grew up on. First CD was by Alabama. 10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk.
Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice.
They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know,
we shout them out at the top of our lungs.
When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
Front seat of a Cherokee, terrified to tell her what she meant to me. I ripped off the words from Me and You. She laughed and said, ain't that a Chesney tune?
We broke up, 17, I took it hard. Fixed my broken heart with a steel guitar. Made it through with Garth and little Tim McGraw. Lyrics like the dance that got me through it all. They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know,
we shout them out at the top of our lungs.
When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
We're gonna find a reason to celebrate, even if we're just passing time away.
Country folks from Nashville to LA. Songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn when we drank to the songs we grew up on. When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get right around here from dusk till dawn when we drank to the songs we grew up on. Drank to the songs that we grew up on. Songs we grew up on.
And that was our number one song, Fourth and Main with Drink to the Songs.
Did you say it like I said it, Brett?
Drink to the Songs!
Oh, that's not exactly how I did it. My voice is obviously much better.
Maybe you can sing harmony with you, man.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No, let's don't do that.
I'll add real quick that this is the first two-time number one artist.
Yes.
And deservingly so.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are fantastic. Now, if you have not visited their Facebook or any of their platforms, please do so. Give these guys a like. Give these guys a bone of some sort. These guys are fantastic, very professional sounding. Seem like some nice guys. Maybe one day we can, you know, collaborate. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Tim, anything to add?
Oh, just great musicianship and beautiful harmonies. They got it all going on. So good job, guys.
Maybe they'll add me as a harmony.
No, we want to keep it good.
I thought right. the way I did it was fantastic.
Like bones in harmony?
Oh, maybe.
What is it? Is that right?
Yeah. All
right.
Bone thugs.
Bone oh, that's, it I is thugs. So. Thugs. That's sad that he knew that and I didn't.
Do not leave out the thugs.
Yeah. That's why I was asking because I thought maybe it is.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Nice.
East 1999.
Matt, you got any last words for us, sir?
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that's been listening. We found out last week that all the listeners on Unique Beats doubled.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's good news. Unique Beats is happy with the show. They're glad they brought us on, and we are very proud that they brought us on.
Yes, obviously.
Thank you.
So that's awesome. Also, the Patreon, the iHeartRadio, Spotify, all those numbers are going up also. This was something originally, Tim, we were just kind of doing for fun, wasn't we?
Yeah, now it's a job.
But on a good note, we have plenty of time on our hands to do it.
So. Oh, yes.
It's fun. We love it. We love it.
And like I said before, this is not about us. We've got our thing going, and that's fine. This is about the folks that are sending music in that aren't getting played on radio, and I don't know how most of these songs are not being played on radio.
Right.
These are great artists. They deserve to be here. Again, please give these guys a bone. Give them a like. Support them any way you can. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're happy about helping the independent musician. And we also want to help our healthcare workers. So don't forget Friday, May 15th, we will be Facebook Live. We'll be going Facebook Live on the Night Owl Country Band page.
Mm-hmm.
We have also on the Who's Who page. We have partnered with WKKG and Unique Beats Radio. And also CRH will be going live also for that CRH Employee Relief Fund. So if you got a few dollars to throw to the employees that's been on the front line, that would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you can't help us, you know, help your local medical people out. They've suffered more than anybody, worked hard, and they deserve all the help and support we can get. We love them all.
Yes. Yes. We're very appreciative of everyone on the front lines. You know, they've probably had a lot of expenses during all this of child care and things like that, mm-hmm. that you don't really hear about. And, you know, just being away from their family and everything, I'm sure has been a real hardship on a lot of them. So if we can help them out, that'd be great.
Something that hit our Republic, which is our newspaper this week, is I don't know if you guys had seen it, but they're actually cutting back on the work a little bit on their hours.
Yeah.
So they also need that help there. And the reason why is because a lot of people are scared to go in the hospital right now.
Elective surgeries and whatnot have been cut down substantially.
Right,
so,
right.
So not everybody's on the front line for COVID, but they're also on the line but they're there for other things that are not happening because of it. So,
yep.
Right. So keep that in mind. Next week, me and Brett will be doing the interview with Adam Whitehead, and we're looking forward to doing top 10. And I already have a top 10 picked out for next week.
All right. Can't wait.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we just want to thank you, Tim and Steve, for your time.
Pleasure being here. Maybe we can get some love next time, Tim, when we're not here.
I hope so. I hope we classed it up a little bit today.
Oh, absolutely did. Bar was not very high. Remember that.
That's true. I feel like it's lowered a little more now.
Love you, Tim. Love you, Matt. Love you, Brett.
Love you, Steve. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Who's Who Independent Music Top 10 Countdown. Remember, as always, if you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head on over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Toss a few twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. If you have no bucks to toss our way, however, go find us at facebook.com/who'swhopod, facebook.com/Night Owl Country Band, on Twitter at the Real NOCB, Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, and online at www.nightowlcb.com, where you can purchase tickets to our show, purchase merchandise, and check out our schedule as to where we will be playing next. And as always, on behalf of Night Owl Country Band, Matt, Tim, Steve, and myself, in closing, listen to some music this week that you normally wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you next time.
Have a good week.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor.
flag at